Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
The Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I'm the one and only, Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight on Friday. We just knocked one out of the park on Wednesday. And now, we're just going to turn it up, turn it out. We're even going back in the day. We're going all the way back to 1997, the Delphonics. We're going to bring it a little bit up with the Temptations. We're going to knock it out of the park with the Pussycat Dolls. I just love saying that, the Pussycat Dolls. I got to tell you a story about that. I got in trouble when I was a little boy trying to say their name. But we got a great show, Charlie Wilson, Regina Bell. I mean, and we've got the guy that's going to be in Indiana in October, Frankie Beverly and Maze. They're going to be live on the Jive, and I'm going to be playing their music tonight. So I want you to listen in. It's 7:05. We usually kick the show off at 7:07. So it's going to be good. It's going to be great. You're going to be crying. You're going to be sighing. You're going to be like, oh, Don, you play the best music on Friday. So we got a lot going on. We want you to enjoy while we rock it and sock it like the rock 'em, sock 'em robots. That's corny, ain't it? If you want to get into the show, you could dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. So we're going to start off with Charlie Wilson, since it's hot as LL. Can't put the H in there. We're going to start off with Charlie Wilson, Summertime, because it's just like summertime.
Baby, you make me feel like
I'm driving in my car.
Charlie Wilson. And I know that I'm riding in my car with the top drop down. I like Charlie. Man, do you know when I was returning from Iowa, visiting my sister, me and my roadie, Rhonda Alexander, she said, Don, you heard this track? And I said, no, we played it almost all the way back. Man, singing and cruising and singing. I want to send a shout out to my Chicago crew that's listening in. And I mean, man, they're a crew of the crew. And to Nashville cutting up, man. So I got to send some, even some birthday shouts. Nashville, they doing their thing. Greenbrier. Oh, man. Hey, but we got a really great show for you tonight. Our subject, what we call subline, growing flowers or weeds in your life. We're going to talk about that at about 7:45, 7:50, which is our usual time to discuss a little lightweight information. The information that you go, I think he's got something there. And if not, just throw it in the wastebasket. But I hope you don't. Man, this is going to be a great show tonight, I'm telling you. You know, I heard Frankie Beverly was coming to town, and I said, you know, I like Frankie. And I said, I think I'm going to play some Frankie tonight. And, of course, I'm going to play, you know, Happy Feeling. But the one that I really like that nobody gives credit to, I want to thank you, Frankie Beverly and Maze. And this is a track, man. You know, a lot of people, they don't play this one. They just don't play it. So let's get it on, like popping the corn. And somebody told me they like that saying. They say, popping the corn. I like that. I was like, you must escape from the crazy house. Like me. All right. I want to thank you, Frankie Beverly and Maze.
You are mine.
And that's Frankie Beverly and Maze. I want to thank you. You know, that's a track, like I say, a lot of people don't know. They really don't play that a lot. And I think they should, because it's like good. It's just good. You know, man, when we're playing this music, you find different tracks, the old ones, the new ones. And I'm going to play this one later on called Golden Time of Day. Frankie Beverly and Maze. And I even got some Phil Perry and Lee Ritenour. And then I got Phil Perry and George Duke. And then I've got Don S. McClure and the Temptations singing together. Yeah, y'all didn't know I did a recording. Well, it was after they were kind of gone, but the shadow in the computers let me sing along with them. So maybe I get a chance to show you that video, you know, where they added me inside the video and I was singing with the Temptations. I got to show you that one, man. Oh, man. I like that one, too, man. But we got a great show going on for you, man. I got some more great music that I want to play for you tonight. And I think I'll jump to this track so I don't come back to it later. You know, 7 Old Days, Tony Braxton. And the beat is just so deep in this, man. The bass line. They got a cutting bass line. And Tony be cutting it up on stage. When you get a chance, take a look at the video, 7 Old Days, Tony Braxton. And she's like dangerously bad.
You would have done about anything I wanted. I was dead.
Man, people are calling me, texting me. I said, Don, what's the thing? What's the number? I'm in the car. And I said, hey, you can get it in the car. You can get it in the jar. You could get it on a plane. You could get it on the same. That didn't even make sense. Oh, man. I got to send a shout out to Atlanta. They tuned in. I had to text them. Where you at? They said, we're here. I said, okay, all right. I have to send a couple watermelons down there. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. If you want to get into the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. You can get into the show. You can go to dsmpublications.net. And you can get into the show when you hit the big red on air button. Or you can dial a number, 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial. I'm telling you, from all over the world, I don't care if you're in church. I don't care if you're in a hole. I don't care if you're on top of a mountain. You could get into the Don S. McClure Show. So, you know, you could do it. You could do the thing. And it's a good show tonight. We got a lot of Frankie Beverly and Maze. I mean, man, I pulled some Maze out. They're coming to the Horseshoe in October. And they're blasting it, too. Frankie Beverly and Maze is coming. They're coming. Put your children to sleep. Put your dogs to sleep. Your crickets and come here. Frankie Beverly sing Happy Feeling. I like that, man. There's something wrong with you, man. My producer said cheerio. He said, you talk like you were in England or something. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. It's 7:27. Man, we are cut. You know, we got a new video out. We got the new video, Beyond Dreams, and it's a killer dilla. And I don't mean from Manila. It's really, really good. It's the full-length version of Beyond Dreams, and we're going to give you a taste of it tonight. So I'm going to play that for our break. And when I come back, we got more great music for you. Like to send a shout out to Indianapolis, Indiana. That's a good city. I like that city there. I just play all the time while I'm there.
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
Oh, man. And when I was in the studio, man, you got to see the video. I mean, while that music is playing, man, I got all these images, and it's so powerful. You got to check it out. Hey, we're getting ready to jump to a track called I Want a Love I Can Say. That's the only kind of love, not love, love that means something to me. And this is the one where they put me in the video with the Temptations. And as they were singing, man, I was juking. Juk, juk. I want a love I could see. And I had my backup, my boys. They were hanging with me. And we kind of looked like the Temptations, man. People say, is that the Temptations or Don S. McClure? So listen up. I want a love I can say. You know, that's that kind of love. People say, I just want to, I just thought you knew. And I'd say, he said, no, I want a love I could see. Don't tell me about no love. That's the only kind of love means something to me. Woo, man. Man, my producer was dancing in the stands. He said, that's what he told his wife. I want a love I could see. She said, you listen to Don S. McClure too much, you ain't going to have a house. Oh, man. I'm cutting up tonight, man. Hey, I told you. We're going to play a couple of tracks that people don't normally play by Frankie Beverly and Maze. And they're coming in October, right? So I think I'm going to play Golden Time of Day. Now, for you children, you don't know nothing about what he's talking about. But for you adults, the golden time of day is the... Oh, okay, I can't say it on the radio. But anyway, Maze, Frankie Beverly, golden time of day for the adult crowd. Yeah. That's that golden time of day. Man, that's bad track there. And, excuse me. You know, when you think about it, after you had that little golden time a day, then you know you hooked. And you're like, I can't take it. I can't take it, man. And the women be like, I got a call. Dennis McClure tells him something happened to me. I don't know. But it's got me. And I said, that's that golden time of day. But I got a track for you. You know, for you people that are running and scaredy cats, it's going to get you. So I'm going to let Lila James tell you how it feels so you can understand. And you know, my producer's wife asked me to play this because she said after the golden time with her husband, now not husband, but husband, the golden time hit her. And she got, some got a hold of me. She's dialing phone numbers, texting, just going crazy. So anyway, when it hits you, ladies, tell your girlfriend something got a hold on you.
Everybody clap your hands right here.
Baby, I ain't never felt like this. Must be love. I like that, man. That's a bad track. We'll be right back. And then we're going to get into our little subject matter. Growing flowers or weeds in your life. We're going to talk. talk about that. Understanding that flowers need water and care to grow. So we're going to talk about that. We'll be right back. It's 7:49, and we're getting ready to cut the advice section and lay it on you.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable. We will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And we're back. And we're talking tonight. And again, it's our lifestyle show on Friday. So we do lifestyle, which is the wording for the show, and R&B and just great music to kind of just put you in the mood. But our advice section tonight, we always tell you that just write it down. Just ponder it. You don't have to say it's the gospel, but we want you to think about it. All right. The subtitle for tonight, Growing Flowers or Weeds in Your Life. Now, I know you've all been in a backyard, saw a sidewalk, an alleyway where there were some weeds that were starting to take hold. They had these long roots that just dug into the ground, and you poisoned them. You got weed killer, whatever you could find. Some people burn them with alcohol. Some people poured gasoline on them. I mean, a weed is hard to get rid of. Now, they can be removed, but you got to dig deep. Growing flowers in your life, that's the happy part of you. That's the content part of you. That's the part of you that drives your get up and go, your want more out of life, It's kind of like watching flowers. From the seeds, spring, these beautiful moments in your life. And you treasure those. Sometimes they're like yellow roses or red roses or blue roses or gardenias or whatever you consider your life to have good flowers in your life, tulips, watching them bloom open. Well, your life is like that each day. And sometimes the weeds of people get into your life. They're argumentative. They're never supportive. They've always got something negative to say. Their whole life is in shambles. And they try to take those weed roots and spread them over to you. Like a common weed. And do you really need those weeds? I mean, listen to the word. They're not called flowers. They're weeds. And some of them are stubborn weeds. They just hate to see you be happy. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the ones around you, the ones that make you smile. The sunshine comes out. They are the weeds in your life that you have to remove. You see, when you understand the flowers in your life, you automatically know it needs water. That water is the nourishment for your body to live. You've got to drink plenty of water to nourish your body. In order for your flowers inside of you to grow, you got to give yourself a lot of care, a lot of pampering yourself, a lot of believing in yourself, a lot of seeing yourself in the way that you are happy, because there aren't any weeds. You know, sometimes the weeds get around you, and you've been knowing them for years. You've been knowing them for months. You've been knowing them for weeks. And weeds have a habit of attaching and growing out of control. Well, the weeds in your life are the people that bring you just constant downward conversations. They're never happy. They're never happy with their life, but they tell you that they are. But they never seem to grab hold of the happy moments. It's always could have been better, should have been better, would have been better. And so those weeds attach to you unless you destroy the weeds and remove them from your life. You know, that's so important. So we're telling you to look at your life like a flower. Full of sunshine and care and water and love, and just you eat a meal and you enjoy it. You go out, you ride down the street. There's a bright smile on your face. There's the sunshine that you say, you know, it's hot, but I got some air conditioning, or I can roll down the window, or I can find a place of shelter away from the weeds. So I want you to think about that. When you get into it with people, they are the weeds in your life that you've got to remove. No matter how long you've known them, no matter how long they've been around, those weeds, when they start to grow, look at a backyard full of weeds. They grow, go up your fence, your neighbor's fence, down the alley, break up the concrete. Do you really want the weeds in your life? I don't think so. So I want you to concentrate on that. I want you to be that flower of joy, that flower of love, that flower of care, and drink plenty of water to nourish that body of yours that was built in a miraculous way where it could heal itself if you take care of it. So that's going to be our comment for tonight. Growing flowers, or do you want to contend with the weeds in your life? And I don't think you do. I think you want to have some happy moments, some joyful moments. Because one thing is for sure, We're really not sure how long we'll be here, but I want you to enjoy as many moments in life as you can and get rid of those weeds. Spray some weed killer on those people when they come up to you. Get you a big bottle of Raid and stuff and spray them. No, I'm just kidding. You don't want to go to jail. But I want you to enjoy the happy part of your life.
Myself to remind me of love. I've got got my mind and my heart, yeah. And I believe in above and these happy feelings.
Ooh, happy feelings.
I'll spread them all over the world. These happy feelings, yeah.
Feel that happy feeling.
I'll spread them all over the world. These happy, happy feelings.
Feel that happy feeling.
I'll spread them all.
Happy feeling right after I talked about getting rid of the weeds in your life. Happy feeling. He said, I'm going to spread happy feeling all over the world. And I said, you do it. You get the happy feeling. Put it out there. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And we are cutting up tonight. We got Temptations. We've got Frankie Beverly, Phil Perry, Lee Ridnour. We even got my favorite girls, the Pussycat Dolls. And now I got to tell you this story. This is a true story. My mother was a great parent, and she didn't like for us to do bad stuff. But I was always mischievous. So anyway, I used to get up early in the morning, hoping nobody saw me. And I was downstairs writing on the alley wall, because we had alley walls. And I was writing the word P-U-S-S in big letters. And my mother walked down and said, Doc, what is that? I said, I was going to add cat. C-A-T-T, he said, no, wipe that stuff off the wall and I'm going to whoop you and I'm going to tell your father. And I was like, I was trying to write the word for my kitty cats. He said, yeah, right. So anyway, as I grew up, I found this group that I love, and they're called the Pussycat Dolls. And my cleanup lady in Memphis, she said, now, who is that you playing? I said, a Pussycat Doll. The Pussycat. She said, why you like saying that so much? I said, because when I was a little boy, I got a whooping. But anyway, these are my favorite girls. This is a track called Buttons. And she's saying, hey, loosen up my buttons, because you've been talking, saying what you going to do, and you ain't going to do nothing. And we're back. And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And my board is lit up with blue lights from people listening into the show, as well as on the internet, as well as on smartphones, Google Cast. Man, it's so nice to be loved on Friday. But it's a great feeling. It really is. And I'm really appreciative of all the fans that check in. We got to play a quick break. But when I come back, we got the Temptations sending a note to all the guys out there. I know I'm losing you. Oh, man. I might cry all over my computer for the broken hearts that's going to be at 9 o'clock tonight. Okay, all right. That was corny.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, you know, I do have to give out advice. You know, people call me the love doctor. And they'll say, Don, what do you think? I've seen some signs, and just ain't right no more. I say, well, let me give you a piece of advice. Get some tissue and a bottle of vodka and some gin, because you're getting ready to cry. No, I don't say that. I don't say that. But anyway, I'm going to play this track by The Temptations. I think it's led by David Ruffin. I know it was written by Cornelius Grant, Eddie Holland, and Norman Whitfield. Man, there were some bad writers back that end. And it's a bad track. So take a listen. And when I come back, we got more great music for you.
As if someone else controls your very soul. I fool myself long as I can feel the presence of another man. It's there when you speak my name. It's just not the same. Ooh, baby, I'm losing you. It's in the air. Of a place I see. I'm hurting.
thing. Did you see the movie, The Temptations, their story? Man, the guy that played David Ruffin, he cut that track. Now, he acted wild and crazy, and I think that's how David Ruffin used to act. He said, you can't get rid of me. I'm David Ruffin. But he did really well, man, in the movie. You know, and they were, like I said, Cornelius Grant, Eddie Holland, Norman Whitfield, they were writing some bad tracks. And across the water, they were in Detroit. In Philadelphia, the Delphonics was coming out. And they were making some heartbreaking tracks. You know, and everybody was writing about love, love lost, love gained, love thrown away, love ran away, all of the love. So I'm going to play this track called You Keep Trying to Make a Fool Out of Me. And it was done by the Delphonics. He said, hey, you trying to make a fool out of me. Oh, man. Ladies, what are y'all doing to these guys trying to play me for Willy Wonka? This track by a guy that says, hey, you're a tough lady. I just can't get enough of kissing your lips. Phil Perry. And when he sings this, Bill put so much into it. Man, he'd be sweating and he'd be crying. So that's the good ladies that he done had, not the ladies trying to make fool out of you, but the good ones. I want you to listen to Phil Perry live with George Duke, and the track is called Forever. Forever. He said, no one can kiss like this. Ooh. Oh, Lordy. And listen, I'm telling you, wait till you hear him scream. He be screaming. How they feel better get off that stage and go home to his girl.
Love you more. Whatever your mind may say, I'm sure.
Can you help me out?
So hold your breath, don't protest, 'cause baby right now say this love I give to you, it's gonna be unsaved. Forever, no one could kiss like this. Child, yeah, I'll
keep it forever.
This moment we will simply call pure bliss. You just can't define not with space, not with time, only one word can define us. What I really, really feel forever.
Joe Perry. Man.
No one could kiss like this. Man,
I like what he cut that man. I got another track that I'm going to play later on by Phil Perry, man. Phil Bad. He's with Lee Ritenour. Phil Perry Bad, man. When he does a stage show, I mean, it was just off the charts.
No one could kiss like this.
I hope he didn't sound like that, man. Here's another great track. One of my guys, Charlie Wilson. More Than You'll Ever Know. I mean, more. And M-O-R-E. More Than You'll Ever Know. Oh.
Oh, standing next to you. And I ain't got the nerve but to tear ya. Baby, you keep me up through the night time, thinking about your love and affection. And I've been drawn to you, and I hope you do the same. And if I could have my way, question the warmest affection. Don't you to act if I know that. At that moment your heart filled with laughter. Don't lie about how you feel. That chance might be more day. And if I could have my way, I'd spend my life with you, falling in love.
Tonight. Hey, our topic was growing flowers or weeds in your life. And growing flowers and understanding that flowers need water. Your body and your mind and your soul and your heart need water. The nourishing water of the care to grow. Oh, man. And when you get it, okay. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Deborah Cox that's been slapped by Cupid. She got with her guy, her new guy, and she just did the do. And then she said, how did you get here? I didn't want nobody to ever get in here. I've been out there like 97 years. And here you come. And just break them walls down. I can't stand it. I need a drink. I got to call Don S. McClure and say, Don, how did they get here? Nobody was supposed to be there. Well, guess what? One got in.
My Lord,
And she was just sitting there, just drink after drink. I can't stand it. How did somebody get here? Give me another shot. I just don't believe it. But when it gets you, it gets you. And you be singing it. Shaking your head. Put your hand on your forehead. How did somebody get in here? And that ain't supposed to happen. Oh, hey, I got two tracks I'm supposed to be playing. Another one by Deborah Cox. I think I'll play that, you know, because I was playing one of Deb's, and she was crying at the bar. So now I'm going to play her saying, all right, we didn't did the do, so where do we go from here?
When you're in love,
Oh, man, where do we go from here? That usually happens after the first good kiss. Then you'd be like, oh, man, no. Where do we go? Because I like it. Oh, man, I'm about to send y'all a counseling bill, man. Because people be asking me, Don, what do you think? What's your advice? I say, hey, I have to tell you that off the air. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to play this track, Is It You, by Lee Ritenour, and he's featuring the guy that I just played earlier that cut up, Phil Perry. So if you're just tuning in, you missed some great, great music. Phil Perry and Lee Ritenour, two of my favorite guys. Is It You?
Come on, I'm ready to go.
man, Phil Perry. Hey, look, we got 4 more minutes. I got to get ready to get out of here, man. But I'm telling you, tonight has been a great night. Our last track, Baby, Come to Me. And I mean, come to me, Regina Bell. Oh, man, I play the best music. Hey, let me put this track on before they kick me out of here and I got to go. Come to me. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy life. That's all you have. So enjoy it. And get rid of the weeds. You don't need them weed people. Man, what else? Oh, I gotta go. They telling me, Don, get out.
the nerve up to tear ya. Baby, you keep me up through the night time, thinking about your love and affection. And I've been drawn to you.